This is DevOps in Agile Way podcast.
Hello, everyone. It was a very busy week for me. The last one, two events which I attend, DevOps Days Krakow and KubeCon in Paris. I'd like to share my thoughts with you about this, and I will start with KubeCon. What is KubeCon? If you don't know, this is the biggest event organized by CNCF. So for those of you who don't know what CNCF is, this is Cloud Native Computing Foundation, and this foundation is part of Linux Foundation. Linux Foundation has a couple of different foundations under their wings, for example, CD Foundation, where I am the ambassador, and most known is Cloud Native Computing Foundation, CNCF. And CNCF is organizing this KubeCon conference. As you may expect from the name, the biggest focus is on the Kubernetes ecosystem and what is around, but not only. It's about open source, it's about open projects, it's about community, it's about exchanging the knowledge, meeting people, networking, and so on and so on and so on. This year we had KubeCon in Paris, and later in, I think, November, we will have the American edition in Salt Lake City. So CNCF is running two events, one in Europe, one in North America, and they are really, really, really big. One of the biggest in IT world, I believe. This year, what I heard, 12,000 people attend to this conference, so you can imagine the number of attendees. I was there as a representative of the company, so I had my work at booth. Beside of that, I've done a couple of recordings with interviews with very nice people. I believe it was six of them or something like that during the 3 days. This will be published very soon on my YouTube channel, so stay tuned. I probably, when it will be published, I will just give you the information in next one of the next episodes of this podcast, and I hope you will enjoy it. Beside of the KubeCon itself, KubeCon itself is 3 day long conference. On the beginning, that, like day before, we have something what is called collocated events, very often sponsored one, always sponsored one, I think. Unfortunately, I wasn't there. Unfortunately, because I wasn't there. Unfortunately, because I was able to join and attend DevOps Days in Krakow. But DevOps Days is the next story here, so I will tell you this a little bit later. KubeCon is really great place to exchange the knowledge, to know people, to do the networking. There are a lot of activities, small events around, like breakfast, like happy hours, like things like that, where you can network with others. And also there is a lot, and I mean it, a lot of sponsors. So if you are addicted like me to stickers, you can collect like tons of them. There are other swags as well. And most importantly, there is a lot of people which are really happy to talk with you. People who are followed by you, for example, on LinkedIn, on X, and other social medias. This is a great, great opportunity to meet with them, talk with them, and to network with them. And this kind of events is really, really the place where all those companies, influencers, however, I hate this word because for me, the word influencer has only bad connotation, but hopefully not in IT world. And companies, you can go there and meet them and talk with them and have fun, really. So, as I said, 12,000 people. For someone who used to work the booth, not only our booth, but all of the booths, it was a lot of traffic. A lot of traffic. There was moments where we all talked with someone and there was still a queue of people waiting to talk with us. So that was really, really, really great. Of course, I had a lot of good conversations around Spacelift, around OpenTofu, around different stuff, but what was at KubeCon stays at KubeCon, so I will not share those kind of private discussions. So to finalize the thing about KubeCon, I was very tired after the conference, as you can imagine. 3 days, really, especially the first day. This is the most long day ever, because we generally start around 9 or or so, and we finish at 8 p.m. So it's really whole day. You can feel it in your legs, in your throat, and you should feel tired after that kind of long day. But for me, it's really great fun, and I love this kind of activities. Right, so this was about KubeCon, but before KubeCon, I mentioned this already, I participated in DevOps Days Krakow, and my participation there is a little bit different. So on KubeCon, I was part of the both team. During the DevOps Days, I am one of the organizers, co-organizers, and one of the member of the program committee team. So my presence there was a little bit different, and also I had a talk about OpenTofu, so yet another talk about OpenTofu. Again, good success, really the full house, a lot of people interested in OpenTofu, a lot of discussions about this, and still I can feel this open sourcey spirit around, and it's quite interesting to see where it will go. But this episode is not about OpenTofu and open source. So let's come back to DevOps Days. So as a co-organizer and a member of the program committee, I have my fingerprint on this conference. So if you were there and you do not like something there, let me know. If you like, also let me know, because we want to know, and I want to know what to continue, what to change. And DevOps Days is kind of specific conference, I will say this way, because first of all, DevOps Days has quite a history already. So first DevOps Days conference was run in Ghent, Belgium, and this was run by Patrick Dubois. So this was the first conference where the word DevOps really was coined. And from that, it became like really global event. And there is a lot, a lot of conferences around the world. I think right now for 2024, we have around 50 already scheduled. And not all of them are scheduled. And I know this very well, because DevOps Days Warsaw are not there yet on this list. So this means that not everything is there already. There is a core team which manage the whole global, say, community of people who are organizing the conference. And in Poland, we have two editions. We have DevOps Days Krakow and DevOps Days Warsaw. DevOps Days Krakow is younger, smaller. That is more or less obvious, I think, for everyone, especially who knows Polish reality. And DevOps Days Warsaw is quite huge as a community event. So a couple hundreds people, like 500-600 people, or maybe 400-500-600 people are there every year. And the conference is generally 2 days long. This is like a standard for DevOps Days. So the difference between DevOps Days and other conferences is quite huge, because DevOps Days is, first of all, done by community for the community. And second, there is a specific structure of the conference. So, of course, we have normal talks like on every single conference, right? So there are presentations, there are demos, there are discussions related to these presentations. Generally, we have two tracks and like 6 to 8 talks per day. But for me personally, the most engaging part are open spaces and Ignite talks. For those of you who don't know what it is, Ignite is a quite short form of presentation, right? So 5 minutes, max 15, but we like to stick with 5. And during this 5 minutes, you present something. It doesn't need to be about DevOps. It doesn't need to be about IT. It should be, but still, it's not always like that. For example, in the last edition in Krakow last week, we have presentation about kind of exercises you can do with your body to feel better when you work with computers for a long day, right? For a long time. And yeah, it is not IT. It's related, but it's not IT. And what is really cool about Ignite? When we start, there is almost none. Almost no one wants to present anything. So we already have like an approach to this. So we as organizers start to do our short presentations. We have a couple of in our sleeves. And after that, people start, jumping and going to the stage and present. And then we realize that our time is finished already, but still there are people who want to share something. and, you know, provide this short form. So it's really ignite, right? It is really igniting people to share something with community. So this is one form. And the second form is open space. And this open space is not something like we have in the corpo environment. It is form of discussion, again, taken from the Agile. Again, this is where the DevOps really started. This form allows you to discuss your case with others. Generally, it looks like this. On the beginning of the conference, we announce that you can bring your topic, and that's it, right? After some time, when the open spaces starts, we collect all topics, we do the voting, we select some talks, all topics which we would like to discuss. Depends on the conference size, depends on the location and so on. It may happen that all topics can be discussed. In our case, because of the limitations of the time and space, we need to select some. The groups are forming, you decide where you want to go, what you want to discuss, then you discuss. That's it. And open spaces have few rules, three, I think. So again, if you provide a topic, it doesn't mean that you need to lead this discussion. It doesn't mean that you are the one who share the knowledge, because this may be your problem, this may be your case to solve, and you want to hear something from others, and someone else can lead the discussion, or you can just casually talk about this. This is the one rule. Second rule is called two legs rule. So you are allowed to join any session anytime, and you can leave any session anytime. There is nothing bad and nothing unwanted that you can jump through the sessions. If you like, do it. It's about this. And the third rule is called Pac-Man rule. So you know how Pac-Man icon looks like, right? So this is exactly what you should do during the discussion, during open space. So you leave the space for person who can join, right? So you invite this person to the discussion. And those three rules are everything what you need here. And again, like with Ignites, on the beginning, people think like, what are they talking about? What a stupid idea. But then they realize how cool this is. And very often we heard that the open spaces were the best element of the whole conference. Honestly, I tend to agree. This is the best element of every conference. And I remember like today in 2018, I was in Porto at some Agile conference. And when I realized what open spaces are, this was the first time where I learned about this. I spent most of the time there and talk with people. It's really great. Or listen to people. Just listen to people. That was really great as well. So this is it about DevOps Days. Unfortunately, as I said, I was there only for one day. And I had the talk about OpenTofu. And I always laugh that the occasion that I gave a good talk is that not the number of people who were in the room, but number of people who left during my talk. And this time no one left. So that's good. And generally, this is the case in my talks, but well, I don't want to like blow up by myself. Okay, so now you can see that KubeCon, and because KubeCon has of course normal talks and normal sessions, and that's it. So KubeCon and DevOps Days are different, right, from the matter, let's say, because of the organizers, because of the size, and so on and so on and so on. But on the end of the day, both conferences are about learning, about networking, mainly about networking, meeting new people, discuss things, very often meeting with people which you didn't saw for a long time. And this is really cool. This is really cool. And for me personally, what was the coolest about KubeCon? Because I met a couple of people who told me that they attend to my talks before, or even on this DevOps Days in Krakow, so just like day two before. And it's really cool to hear that someone was on your talk and mentioned it to you and meets with you. So that's really nice. And with this positive bombshell, I will end this episode. Hopefully you don't mind that this was kind of personal episode for me. I have a lot of recordings from both conferences, really. I start to publish them hopefully next week or during the weekend. So stay tuned and check my YouTube channel. There should be those interviews published one by one. So stay tuned, have fun, and see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of DevOps in Agile Way podcast with your host, Pavayu Pivosh. Subscribe, comment, and do not forget to check our next episodes. Stay tuned. Stay safe. Stay curious.